Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome you to It's All in the Word Ministry. Your host is Reverend Dorothy Hall. Continue thanking God for each and every one of you that are listening to this broadcast. And if you have friends, just let them know that they can listen to the broadcast every Tuesday at 6 p.m. by calling this number. It is 646-668-2580. That is 646-668-2580. My church home is Living Water Restoration Church, and we are located at 508 Griffith Road in Charlotte, North Carolina. Bishop Charles Shealy Jr., Pastor James Ann Shealy. Our morning service is every Sunday at 8 to 10 a.m. every Sunday morning. If you're in that area, please drop by and pay us so glad to have you. And me, myself, I will be beginning our nursing home ministry on the 1st. It will be the 4th Saturday in July at 3 p.m. And it's at the Bryan Center in Charlotte, North Carolina. I will be doing that. I will be doing it for the 2nd Saturday at 3 and the 4th Saturday at 3 p.m. So I would love your support. Just keep me in prayer. I'm trying to go about and do my Father's business, because truly time is winding up. Christ is soon to come, and we all going to have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of all the deeds that is done in our body. And I want God to say to me, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you rule over me. I want him to come on up a little higher. I want the life I live to speak for me. I don't have to go around carrying no Bible, and every time I see you, I got to pray. I can say, praise the Lord, or hallelujah, and I don't have to do that. I want the life that I live to speak for me. And I want to carry myself in a manner that God will be well pleased with. And I'm living every day trying to please my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he have done so much for me. David said, why should I run unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I would take up the cup of salvation, and I feel good within my soul and in my body. And I just have so much to thank God. I'm going to do a portion of an opening song, and then we're going to have our prayer. And then we'll get right into the word. I'm trying to do things a little different. Just bear with me. And this is a testimony for me. God has always stood by my side. God has always been my God. When my friend walks away and turn back on me, he stood right by my side. God has always stood by my side. God has always been my God. When my friend walks away and turns back on me, he stood right by my side. I thank God he has always stood by my side. He had always been my guide. When my friend walks away and turns back on me, God has always been by my side, still by my side. He's a good God. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. Abba, Father, God Almighty, the author and finisher of my faith. You're my beginning and my end. You're the first and you're the last. You're my way when I don't see no way. You're my hope when all hope is gone, Lord God. Lord God, I have so much to thank you for. First, I want you to have mercy upon me according to your loving kindness. According to thy multitude of thy tender mercy, blot out all of my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression and my sin. Create in me, O God, a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Now take your Holy Spirit from me. If you take your Holy Spirit from me, I will surely lose my way. I would even go astray. Lord, I thank you for all that you have done in the past for me and all that you have done now. Lord, you have been so good, so kind, so merciful, so forgiving of my many sins, Lord, that I have done. Knowingly, and some might be unknowingly, Lord God. Lord God, I'm just asking you to have mercy upon me. Keep in your divine care. Keep your people, Father, in your divine care. Show us the way to go, Lord God. We need direction from you. If we don't hear from you, oh God, we don't know what to do. Lord, you have been good to us. You have been my provider. You have been my healer. You have been my deliverer. You're the joy of my salvation. You're that bright and morning star. You're that rose of Sharon. You're that conqueror of death. You're Emmanuel. You're the Prince of Peace, Lord God. And you so much more, Lord God. You are mighty. You are strong. You are just. You are merciful. You are faithful to your word, Lord God. Anything too hard for God. Lord, give us a mind to get into your word, Lord God. Give us a mind to pray without ceasing, Lord God. We're living in a time that we need to constantly pray, Lord God. We need to pray for our leaders, Lord God. I keep President Donald Trump before you, Lord God. Just keep him, Lord God. Protect him. Keep his family, Lord God. Just show him. He needs direction from you, Lord God. Touch his heart. Touch his mind. Armor him down, Lord. Make him the leader that you want him to be, Lord God. It's a reason why he is your leader. You put him in that position, Lord God. Now we need you to work on him, Lord. Direct him, Lord God. Show him the way to lead this country, Father God. Not his will be done, but your will be done, Lord God. Just keep him, Lord God. Protect him. Keep it from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God. Lord God, just have mercy, Lord God. Have mercy upon his cabinet, Lord God. Keep them, protect them, Lord. Give them direction. Give President Trump direction for this country, Lord God. He can be the leader that you want him to be, Lord God. If the church just go down and pray for him, he have never led your people before. Lord, show him. He don't know how. Teach him the way to go, Lord God. Let him learn to depend upon you, Lord God. If he don't know you, Lord God, let someone introduce him to you, Lord God, and let him know that he can depend on you and you will give him direction for this country, Lord God. Just have mercy, Lord God. I pray for the one that's incarcerated. I pray for all your leaders in leadership authority, Lord, from the head to the tail, Lord God. I pray for not only for our president, but he needs our prayer, Lord God. He don't need us complaining and mumbling and grumbling. He needs our help, Lord God. I never thought I would be saying it, but he needs our help, Lord God. And we need to go down and pray for him, Lord God, that God will intervene, because time is winding up. Can't you see what's going on in the country? Let's
pray for one another. Love one another. Help one another when we can, Lord God. Lord God, and let us have faith in you. Because without faith, it is impossible to please you. Him must come to God, must first believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God will hold nothing good back from his people. And we are his people, Lord God. We are his called people, Lord God. Help us to do the things that God will have us to do, Lord God. Yes, we need direction, Lord God. We can't go it alone, Lord God, because you said in your word, without me, you can do nothing. We can do nothing apart from you, Lord God. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not into your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path, Lord God. We need direction, Lord God. This country needs direction, Lord God. And we turn back to you, Lord God. Honor ourselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways. You will forgive our sin, Lord God. And you from here will hear from heaven. And you will heal that land, Lord God. We need a spiritual healing, Lord God. We need a revival, Lord God, throughout the land and country, Lord God. Need to tell your people about you and what you did on the cross, Lord God. How you bled and suffered and died just for our sins. You took on the sin of the whole world, Lord God. And we thank you for it because you gave us a chance to repent, confess, and get it right. And we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. We worship you in spirit and in truth. I pray for Living Water Restoration Church. I pray for the leaders there, that they will be led and guided by the Spirit, Lord God. Let's have mercy. Keep them. Show them. Give them direction. That the vision, the people perish for the lack of knowledge. Lord, give us knowledge. Give us wisdom. Give us understanding, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. I can't get along without you, Lord God. I need you to continue to heal everybody, Lord God. Lord God, and bring this sugar up under subjection, Lord God. Just keep us all in your divine care. I pray for the one that are listening here. I pray for your loved ones. I pray for your sons, your daughters. I pray for that they will be the children that God is looking for in these last and evil days. Teach them God's way, not your way. All you need is in the word of God. It's all in the word. God, just keep us, Lord God. Protect us, guide us, lead us, and teach us your divine will, Lord God. We don't know nothing, but you do. You know all things. You're the all-knowing God. You're the all-wise God. You are faithful to your word. Let us get into your word and study your word. When the enemy attack us, we have the word of God to fight with, the sword and the spirit, which is the word of God, Lord God. I pray for my family, Lord God, that you would keep them, protect them, and bless them. Bless each and every one of your church throughout the land and throughout the country that is preaching your adulterated gospel. And the gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection and the ascension of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That they will teach your people that the wages of sin is death and the gift of God is eternal life. Teach them to love you one another as you have loved us, Lord God. You said greater love than no man in this, that I lay down my life for my friend. You told the disciples, ye are my friends, Lord God. Keep us. Give us that love, that agape love. Keep us. Protect us. And we'll forever praise your name. Now, Lord, let me decrease as you increase. Not my thoughts, but your thoughts. Not my word, but your words, Lord God. Now, Lord, let the words in thy mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength, my Redeemer. In the precious name of Jesus the Christ, I pray. Amen. I'm trying to make it a habit of getting up early in the morning, praying and spending time with God.
And I listen, I'm making an hour to listen to Evangelist Jimmy Swagger because he has some good stuff, and he's the, one of the only preachers that talk about the cross. And it's all about the cross. That is the gospel message. And we was talking on, I want to just go back. We was talking on last week, a change is going to come. And I didn't finish that. And in some parts, I want to bring out to you. And this is what the word of God does. I want you to hear me. It generates life. It creates faith. It produces changes. It frightens the devil. It calls miracles. It heals hurts. It builds character. It transforms circumstances. It imparts joy. It overcomes adversity. It defeats temptation. It infuses hope. It releases power. Cleanse your mind. It brings things into being again to our future forever. The Bible must be the first and last word. Many of our trouble occurs because we base our choices on unreliable authority, such as culture. Everyone is doing it. Tradition. We always done it this way. It just seemed logical. Our emotion. It just felt right. All of these was call you to fall and lead you in the wrong direction. Only God meets the need. Every word of God is flawless. That's what Solomon said. Paul explained that everything in the scripture, in the God word, all of it is useful for teaching and helping people and for correction and showing them how to live. I want you to do this. Decide that regardless of culture, tradition, reason, or emotion, choose the Bible as your final authority. It transforms me with truth. There are five ways to do this. You can receive it, God's word, read God's word, research it, remember it, and reflect on it. Jesus identified these three unreceptive attitudes as a closed mind, which is hard soul, a superficial mind is shallow soul, and a distracted mind is soul with weed. These are benefits in memorizing verses that benefit in it. It would help you resist temptation, make you make wise decisions. It reduces, it builds your confidence, and it offers good advice. That's what the word of God word does. It exposes our motive. It points out our faults. It rebukes our sin, and it expects us to change. Only God can make the difference. And I hope we got something out of that. That was the last portion of a change going to come. Today we're talking about how we grow in Christ. And grow is, I looked it up, it said bigger, larger, and taller. We grow from one point to another. You're not born full grown. You're born when you was a baby, and then you grow, you continue to grow until you go to kindergarten, and then you go to the first grade, and go to second grade, then you go to the middle school, and then you go to high school, you grow in that area, and then you go into college. If you're growing, you're constantly growing, you're constantly learning. And that's the way God wants us to do. But he wants us to have to grow in Christ. How we know that we are growing? When we manifest the fruit of the Spirit. When you have mercy, when you have compassion, when you are not judgmental. Ephesians 4 and 15 said, but speaking the truth in love may grow into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. God wants you to grow up
Most Christians, what they do, they grow older, but they never grow up. Spiritual growth is not automatic. It takes an intentional commitment. It don't happen overnight, full grown. Paul said, I'm pressing towards the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. And then at one point he was saying, I never reached perfection. But he was constantly trying. He said, when I desire to do right, good, evil is always present. Then he go on to say, so there is nothing good that dwelleth in the flesh. Your flesh is weak. The flesh is always wanting something that we should not have. The flesh learn for that. It lusts. It have a lust about it, the flesh. It wants things we shouldn't have. We should walk in the spirit and not in the flesh, because the flesh is weak. You must want to grow. You must decide to grow. You must make an effort to grow. And you have to persist on growing. Something that never grow is something wrong with it. Matthew 16:24. Then said Jesus to his disciples, this is what we got to do. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. We got to be followers of Christ. And Christ left a good example for us to follow. John 16:33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. I just said, if we keep our mind stayed on thee, he will keep us in perfect peace. But we got to focus our mind on Christ and him crucified. Focus our mind on his word. Learn his word. Study his word. Meditate his word. When an enemy comes to us, we have something, a weapon to fight with. This is a spiritual battle we're in. And we have to always be armor up. We have to put on the full armor of God. And most of all, we have to have that sword and the spirit, which is the word of God, shield of faith, the helmet of salvation. We got to have all of that. We got to be armor up. In the world you share have tribulation. We're going to go through, as long as we die in him, we're going to go through. But every time we go through, seem like God take us higher and higher in him. If we never went through, we would never know how it felt. But if you have gone through the storm, you know what it is when you come out of this storm. And you know, no matter what we go through, I have the consolation of what is good or bad, that he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. In other words, I will be with you. I will carry you through the storm. I know you're not strong enough. That's why I'm going to carry you through the storm. That's why I tell you to cast all your cares upon me, because you cares for me. You know that I can't handle this alone. You know that it's too hard for me. You know that it's too heavy for me. You know it get hard for me to bear. That's why I need to cast it up on you, so you can carry the load for me, and that will make it lighter. Paul said, when I am weak, that is when I am strong, because I have learned to depend on Christ. Then he said, in this world we shall have tribulation. Then he go on and said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Discipleship, and we all should be disciples of Christ, is the process of becoming like Christ Jesus. Call us, and we shall respond. Your commitment can develop you, or they can destroy you. But either way, they will define you. 2 Peter 3:11 says, sin then, that all things shall be dissolved. What manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? God part, we have God part, and we have our part. The Bible says, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
but it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his purpose. To part of spiritual growth is to work out is our responsibility, and to work in is God's responsibility. The God role of spiritual growth is a collaboration, an effort between you and the Holy Spirit. God's Spirit works with us, not just in us. And when you think about it, when the first disciple chose to follow Jesus, they didn't understand all the implications of their decision. They simply respond to Jesus' invitation. That's all we need to do to get started. Say, I'll go. Isaiah said, if you need somebody, I'll go. Send me. The harvest is plentiful, but the labors are so few. We need workers in the vineyard. We need disciples. We need followers of Christ. People to be an example, to talk for him, and to live for him. Decide to become a disciple. Change your autopilot. To change your life. You must change the way you think. Behind everything you do is a thought. Every behavior is motivated by a belief. And every action is prompted by an attitude. Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. You can't do it yourself. God has to do it. Ask the Holy Spirit to come in. He told his disciples, he said, it's expedient that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But if I go away, I will send the Comforter back to you. The Spirit of truth, it will lead you, it will guide you, it will teach you. It will show you, it will give you wisdom, it will give you knowledge, it will give you understanding, the most, it will give you peace. The way you think, it begins in your mind. Paul said in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 5:17, this is one of my favorite scriptures. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. We are commanded to think the same way that Christ thinks. There are two parts in doing this. The first half is a mental shift. It's to stop thinking immature thoughts, which are self-centered and self-seeking. Stop thinking like children. 1 Corinthians 13:11, Paul said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away foolish, childish things. That means when you become mature in Christ and as you grow, those childish things, you put it away. You think of others. You have the fruit of the Spirit. We grow in grace, faith, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness. This is how we grow. We learn how to forgive. We forgive our sister and brother. No matter what a person do to you, ask God to give you the Spirit to forgive them. Because if you don't forgive them, our Father will not forgive us. Don't let nobody cause you to lose out and they make it easy. Don't let your past dictate your future. Let God dictate to you. Be led and guided by God's Spirit. And if you don't have the Spirit, ask him to fill you and baptize you in his Holy Spirit, to sanctify you and live a holy. Peter said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Without holiness, no man shall see God. And remember, Jesus bled, suffered, and died on the hill of Calvary, took on the sins of the whole world that we all might be saved.
May God bless you. May God keep you. May heaven smile upon you. If you run with God, he will run with you. I'm going to be back here next Tuesday at 6 p.m. And just remember, it's all in the Word. God bless.